You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The city of Boise is giving a new name to the city's sewer and wastewater utility. It will now be known as the Water Renewal Services. Now, the reason for this change is simple: to reflect the forward thinking and the innovative approach Boise is pioneering when it comes to water management. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this change are Colin Hickman. He is the communication manager for Boise Public Works, and Steve Burgoyce, the city of Boise Public Works director. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So first, for people that may not even know what the wastewater treatment facility is, even though we're changing the new name, Steve, talk about what it is. Because for years, we hear, oh, the sewer, wastewater treatment. But that's kind of an antiquated way of looking at it.
It is. It is. And I think part of it is because of what we do is not wastewater treatment, right? We take all this used water from businesses, from homes, from commercial buildings. But we take all that material and products, and we're actually producing things out of it. So we take the biosolids that come to us, biosolids, and we apply those to our farm. We have a 4,300-acre farm south of town. We grow local crops. We take the methane. We use that to heat the buildings. We take fertilizer, the phosphorus that's in the water. We pull that back out, put that back out on the open market to sell. And, of course, we take the water and treat it to a really high level and put it in the Boise River. So I think some people have had a view of wastewater treatment as like the water equivalent of a landfill. It's not that. We are pulling the products back out, and we do some really neat things, and we want the public to know that. But it's also trying to frame up what's coming in the future for climate change, right? So there's potential drought issues in Boise. We want to make sure that people understand we have these resources that potentially could help us address some of that in the future.
So, and when you talk about that you treat water, I mean, your facility treats upwards of 10 billion gallons of water each year, correct? I mean, that's billion with a B.
Billion with a B. It's a lot of water. If you were to try to take that to Boise State, to Albertson Stadium, it's about 64 feet of water over the football field every day.
Every day.
So it's a lot of water. So those resources are real and they're valuable. And we're trying to think into the future, how do we best use the water? But in order to do that, I think it's important to use the right words to describe actually what we're providing to the community in the first place.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because, you know, let's be honest. When you say wastewater, we all think of waste, and it's kind of gross. I mean, you know, right? I mean, I have little boys, like that's the path they'd go down. Yeah. And it really is kind of, I mean, yes, that is part of it, but it's kind of getting to that idea, though, of how you treat the water. Is that correct, Colin?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we talk about at the city of Boise and within Public Works is the amount of pride that our employees have in the work that they do. I mean, we got, you know, women and men that show up to work every day. They're so proud of, like, keeping Boise moving as a vibrant city and, like, the work that goes on behind the scenes. I think that's part of the story, too, is that this is, like, a new era within Public Works. And for so long, we were the department that was, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And if there's nothing wrong, that's a good day as long as we're out of the news. And so now we're really taking that forward. As Steve talked about, there's a ton of pride that goes into the work that we do and a ton of innovation that goes on behind the scenes. So we want Boise citizens to have a recognition of a lot of that hard work and a lot of that innovation that goes in. We know right now we're viewed as just a utility bill that you have to pay every month or 2 months, but we want to start connecting to some of that really impressive and innovative work that goes on behind the scenes.
And Steve, this idea of the things that what you do with some of this water, do other cities in the nation have programs like this as well? I mean, is this kind of the wave of the future?
It is, and we're really proud of. There's some projects that we've implemented, like the Dixie Drain Project. That's a nationwide precedent. We're the first city to do something like that, and we get calls from all over the country, from the Mississippi Bay Delta, the Chesapeake Bay area, that have similar phosphorus issues, calling Boise, Idaho, saying, "How did you guys pull this off from a regulatory standpoint, and how did you make all the kind of connect all the dots?" We're one of maybe two handfuls of cities that does the fertilizer extraction. It's called struvite production. And so we're proud of the fact that we're forward thinking, and we think it's going to that's not a cool aspect of the utility. It's going to be necessary for the challenges that are coming. We really have to think differently about what these utilities can provide. And so I think for Boise, we are out on the leading edge, and we're And we want to have that where it's part of our mission statement to be a national leader in this area.
Go ahead, Colin.
I was just going to say another great example of that, you know, as Steve mentioned, just as a high desert city, Boise has to be hyper aware of our water and our resources. Mm-hmm. And so one of the ways that we're trying to change the conversation, just last year we had a Boise Pure Water Brew where we actually took recycled water from one of our facilities and turned that into beer. We partnered with local breweries and a cidery. And it was an incredible way to bring Boise residents around this notion in a different way. You know, we're not talking about wastewater. We're talking about beer, which is very approachable.
We're going to take that. Use water and make beer out of it and make everybody happy.
That's right. So, I mean, it just opened a new door for a lot of residents that found a new way to engage with the work that we do. And so, you know, that was a great example of kind of looking forward.
And to the extent that, you know, there's climate change issues that are evolving. We know drought's potentially one of them.
Right.
And we have this resource. So we're having a dialogue currently with our citizens through a water renewal advisory group. We've had surveys done. And pretty resoundingly, what we're hearing, at least at this point, is folks are very interested in that beneficial reuse of water. Now, how that works and how that's going to play out moving forward, we haven't had any of the policy discussions yet with mayor and council, but we're going to have those. But there's definitely interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the story moving forward is how do we start to frame that in a way that sets a direction for the utility?
And you mentioned this in passing, Steve, about the farm. Talk to me a little bit more about this, because I think a lot of people have no idea. And we're talking, right. What is this? It's called 20 Mile Farm.
20 Mile South Farm, yeah.
Right.
So we have, we own a 4,300 acre farm south of town. And this was well before I came on board.
Right.
We had visionaries within Public Works and at the city that said, you know, we can do something with those biosolids other than landfill. And so what we do is we take the biosolids, we take them south of town to the farm, we land apply them, we grow local crops, and all the revenue that's associated with that, we put back into the fund to offset rates. And so in the future, we're certainly going to continue to do that, but is there maybe more that we could do on the local food production front? We're not sure yet, and that's what we're studying. That's one of the reasons we're out talking to citizens. But it's something that's unique to Boise. I think we're maybe one of two cities that actually mm-hmm. owns a farm nationally that does this, and we're proud of it, and it makes sense to us, and it's kind of that, if you think of Boise as a community, it's that beneficial use of these resources that go back and forth, right? It becomes a circular economy rather than just this kind of linear look at
mm-hmm.
buy something, consume it, discard it. Like we're trying as the Water Renewal Services utility to try to really think about how does that become circular.
And you also mentioned too that some of that water goes back into the Boise River, but we need mm-hmm. to be really clear about that this is well-treated, clean water by the time it goes back into the river. Yes, Colin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we treat it to an incredibly high level before it goes back into the Boise River. And in many ways, it's cleaner than the actual Boise River. So when that water goes back in, and we know that's incredibly important to Boise residents. Steve and I talk about all the time, any sort of surveying, any sort of conversation we have with citizens here, that comes up number one is protect the Boise River, enhance the Boise River. And we know that's incredibly important. And we take that work very seriously mm-hmm. because it's very visual, right? I mean, whenever we invite everybody to come out and check out one of the facilities that does this work, because you're talking about all those millions of gallons coming in. And at the end of that process, you have clean and clear water going back into the Boise River, which I think is a pretty stark visual of the work that gets done there every day.
Yeah. And you also have the Boise Watershed. And I have to say, I mean, I've toured the watershed and the facility. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you can, as you said, Colin, you can go out there and you mm-hmm. can visually see what is going on
yep.
with the water renewal.
Yeah. And the watershed has just been such a wonderful way for us to get information out to the community. Certainly, we've been focused on more childhood education, but moving into the future, the watershed is going to kind of become the face of the utility. We mm-hmm. want our ratepayers to know about it. We want them to come out and get educated on everything from water renewal to big picture water issues to climate change issues. That's going to become more of a focal point moving forward, the watershed, for all of our ratepayers, not just, mm-hmm. and we're going to keep the childhood education going for sure. It's been a huge success, but we want to expand what the watershed can do for us.
Yeah, and I think part of what the watershed really helps us do is that, you know, you can draw parallels with even recycling. You put things in the cart and it's just magic and it goes away. Well, with water, you know, it goes down the drain and it's just magic and it goes away. And what we want to do is help to dispel that. There's a lot of work that goes behind that. There's a lot of innovative practices that go behind that. And so the more that we can get folks out there engaged with that work, that's a win.
Okay, so when you get that bill, will it look different now because it will be the water renewal service? Will that confuse people?
That's what we're trying to avoid. That's why we're out talking about it. So you will get a different looking bill. It's going to be for the same services, but it will talk about water renewal services. That's going to be on the bill. So don't be surprised when you see
that. So don't think you get a brand new bill all
of a sudden,
right?
Right. It's going to be the same bill amount, same utility, but we're just trying to reframe how we talk about the services we provide. So
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guests today have been Colin Hickman. He is the Communication Manager for Boise Public Works, and Steve Burgos, the City of Boise Public Works Director. Thanks again for the conversation.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
Up next, we're going to be looking at elder abuse and what's being done here in our state to try to stop it. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.